Goodbyes are never easy. Goodbyes are rarely fair. A knowing one is coming won't help you run when it gets there. And now that pendulum moves ever in to slice those strings. No way of mending them, these ties unbind with every swing. All things must end, so don't pretend you can fend off the sting of when forever ends up shed just like a wedding ring. Some kids get through a dozen before their training wheel detached. Perhaps I'm the unlucky one, I had so long to feel attached. I'd be lying if I called you my first, but you were there through the best and the worst. I was too young then to remember the last one, too old now to forget how it hurts. Running out of time, I hope it's not out of line. Many families would take you for granted, but to me, you were always part of mine. Yeah, families can change, I've seen just how that plays. We were dressed in the wound, the stress and the fumes. Well, I guess I assumed you'd always stay, but you were mine to hold on to. And I know that to try will be wrong too. Now it's time for goodbyes, I'm inclined to remind myself that it's time to move on to.
You keep my demons out.
I was lucky as a kid, I didn't want for anything. I had support provided there to guide me through the thick and thin. I had my family there whenever I was giving in. But that doesn't change the fact that you were there through everything. Good days, bad grades, straight A's, first love and first dates, first base and birthdays, play dates, rehearse plays, good times with good mates, first place and L plates, worst case and learning the hard way, goodbyes and last dates, through tears and fears and heartbreak. You were there when I was racked with doubt, confusing my future, grief coming out. Others may say it's stupid, don't you dare say it's just a house. Maybe that's true, maybe to you. But a house to me is much more than a front door and a bunch of rooms. You were the backdrop to the canvas on which life would paint me. My foundations rest in yours, your floors and staircase raise me. As each new day would dawn, I'd praise it from your double glazing. And when kids would try to break me, you were my first idea of safety. You were in my first kiss, you heard all the pain it came to. You witnessed my last Christmas with my whole family in the same room. You're the night I spent sleepless hoping mum would be alright. You're the spot that I was standing when I heard my granddad died. You're the space I baked that cake to finally say that I forgave her. You're the desk where I made my closest friend, the bed where I betrayed her. You're the birthday meal I begged for that forever I'll regret. You may wonder why I'd hold on, but I'd never choose forget. A house is more than doors and walls that keep you from the cold. Perhaps you've never thought, but bricks and mortar are a mold. Every value that I live by casting curtain rails and chairs. Now I'm losing it to strangers, try and tell me that it's fair. Sure, I fled the nest, I spread my wings, I caught the breeze and shone. I've made my way, I've travelled far across the seas beyond. But as I grow up amongst your leaves, I thought you'd be the one. How many birds migration send to find their trees are gone?
You kept my demons out, you kept my secrets in. You kept my demons out, you kept my secrets in. And now you're bleeding out, and I can't keep it in. You kept my demons out, you kept my secrets in.
A doorframe will keep you safe in an earthquake. And on days when I sway and my earth shakes, sky's grey or a part of my heart breaks, I feel safe because I could go back to my birthplace. They say that home is where the heart is, or at least where the biggest part is. But when it's parted, where do you go to stay? When each part's each end of a motorway. Captains spend their lives at sea, yet they may never own the ship. Like years of calling it my room don't make it legal ownership. I know I've got no claim to stake, no stand to take, no bone to pick. Forget the ship, don't need a cannon to feel blown to bits. I'm known for fits, my emotions throw it all in like they're poker chips. But if I keep them bottled up, there's no way I'll get over this. Sure, maybe I'm overreacting, cause the fact is the act is impacting me much less than the direct effects it'll have that connect to the rest of my family. I will call them broken, things just change, it's not a tragedy. But call me sentimental, I just like to keep the packaging. All the pieces are still there, they've just been split and moved a lot. But in my mind I see the complete product printed on the box. But now it's someone else's turn to make their memories in your halls. Someone else's turn to write their stories on your walls. And it's my turn to accept the fact, however much it hurts, that I can't write my next chapter if I'm clinging to my first. Someone else's turn to call you home, and it's my turn to leave. And I hope that you're as good to them as you were good to me. Cause I knew no matter where I was, however I was feeling, I would always have that piece of you there with me on my keyring.